Fashion designer Karl Lagerfeld has died at the age of 85. He was Chanel's creative director for decades, and he was a symbol of fashion itself with his signature fingerless gloves and other bold gestures. Lagerfeld balanced the luxury brand's tradition with the excitement of the future. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this appreciation.
Karl Lagerfeld always wanted to be a grown-up. He was born in Hamburg, Germany, and he was always very cagey about telling people when, but most reports say 1933. Here's what he said about being a kid in a 2017 CNBC interview.
I hated to be a child, huh? That's why I could speak English, German, and French when I was six. I never played with children. I only was sketching and reading.
He took that drive to Paris, where he began working in the fashion industry as an assistant. And in 1954, he saw something that would stick with him for decades. Coco Chanel's post-war fashion show, her first in over a decade. Here's how Lagerfeld described it to NPR in 2005.
I liked it because, for me, it was an evocation of something I had missed, the life from before World War Number Two and all that.
It was a moment that inspired him so much that he wrote and directed a short film about it in 2013 called The Return. It reveals how Lagerfeld presents Coco Chanel as both ambitious and frustrated, here played by Geraldine Chaplin.
This collection is not about fun. It's about giving a new, modern look to fashion.
Giving fashion new and modern looks is what Karl Lagerfeld was all about, says fashion historian Valerie Steele. She's the director of the museum at the Fashion Institute of Technology.
He was like a chameleon. His style changed according to who he was designing for and when.
Steele says that by the time Karl Lagerfeld became creative director for Chanel in 1983, it was in dire need of its own comeback.
He was like an emergency doctor who applied, you know, electric shock to this corpse and suddenly brought it back to life and made it super exciting and fashionable so that instead of, you know, just a handful of leftover old ladies wearing it, all kinds of young women suddenly thought, whoa, Chanel is cool again.
Karl Lagerfeld worked relentlessly, not just at Chanel, but as the creative director for Fendi, as well as his own label. Benoit Pevarelli is a fashion photographer who shot for Lagerfeld for the past 10 years.
He was very impressive in that sense, that he could talk to Anna Wintour sitting next to him, and at the same time, with a laser-like eye, modify a silhouette by a few inches there on the shoulder, on the length of a skirt.
But Lagerfeld was not without controversy. For example, he recently dismissed models complaining of being groped while at work, telling them to, quote, join a nunnery. That said, he's still remembered fondly by peers and colleagues, competitors even. It was Bernard Arnault from the luxury conglomerate LVMH, which owns Louis Vuitton, who said, quote, we loved and admired him deeply. Fashion and culture has lost a great inspiration. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.